Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Whenever you hear Backstreet Boys, it means it's time to talk to Mitch Tischler. Big man joining us now via the BetQL guest line. Sports betting has come to the DMV. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app. Mitchell, how do you do, buddy?
I'm doing great. I figure if you guys just let that whole song play, it'll be the highest ratings you have all day.
You never know.
It's a banger every time.
People do love some Backstreet. Let's start with the news of the last 24 hours that Jaden Daniels is going to play. I know this was something you had a strong feeling about, and I believe are pleased with the outcome.
Yeah, quite pleased with the outcome. I know B. Mitch is in the same world I am, where you got to get your guys out on the field and they got to play. And, you know, it's easy enough to have them out there and not put them in harm's way, but there's a value to a guy who hasn't played a football game in, you know, whatever it's been, 6-7 months to going through the pregame rotations, getting used to the machinations of what the coaching staff wants from him pregame, how they're going to go about, you know, any pregame meetings and talks and stuff like that, all the way up into, you know, getting into the game and getting used to the feel of being on an NFL field. It's an important thing for me, for rookies to get out there and not have those first regular season games be treated like preseason games.
How you feel they should work him, though? Like, what type of plays you want to see?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I like the way that the old school NFL did when there were 4 preseason games, where your main starters would get a series in the first preseason game, a quarter in the second preseason game, and then a half in the third preseason game, or whatever it is that you want to get them in that third one. Now that there's a 2-week break between the final preseason game and the first regular season game, to me, I think that's the perfect way to get those guys used to it. They have 2 weeks to get their bodies back right for the start of the regular season. But that break can be a real killer. And you see teams that come out slow, like the Commanders have pretty much every year for the past decade or so at the beginning of the season. So get them a little work in the preseason and get them ready to go day one.
The difference, though, in that model of a little bit in the first, a bunch in the second, and then maybe some in the third, it was also like when they had 4 games, they had a lot more runway to judge kind of fringe roster players. And I think a lot of that has shrunk now without that fourth game. And that's why I think nobody plays in that third game. So you actually get a good look at, you know, who your 35 to 50 roster guys are. I got zero problem with Jaden playing. I think it's really good. It's kind of remarkable that, like, the buzz, for lack of a better word, seems a little quieter for this Commanders training camp than a lot of them. I think it's really good that this dude will be out there playing. Imagine he hits a 60-yard bomb to Terry McLaurin. The hype rocket will go to the moon.
I will take it.
But, dude, when Theismann said, whenever that was, last month, 2 months ago even, that he shouldn't play because who knows what the line will look like, what the line has looked like of late is pretty different than what we expect it to look like week one. Get us up to speed on Wiley. Sam Cosmi wasn't out there the other day. Now, we didn't get any. We were all told it wasn't serious. But there's a lot of moving parts on that offensive line.
Yeah, I would say disjointed is probably a good way to describe it at the moment. Andrew Wiley has missed, I think, 5 straight practices now of 11-on-11 drills, and I think all we've been told is quote-unquote tightness. Is, you know, a little tough to wrap your head around what that actual injury is. He has done a little bit of individual drills, and he goes in when they do the field goal kicking drills, so I don't really have a good feel for what's happening there, but I do hope or think that it probably opened up this coaching staff's eyes a little bit more to the lack of depth that they have at tackle, because the fact that Wiley was out forced Trent Scott into the starting role at right tackle, and, you know, he was kind of, I would say, uneven. And then with Sam Cosmi missing a practice, all of a sudden, you know, they were playing around with Michael Dieter and Chris Paul and some other guys over there at guard, and then ultimately started playing with the center position a little bit. I think there's certainly a value to what Dan Quinn has talked about with getting everybody reps together. But if this Wiley thing, whether it's poor play or injury, is a bigger issue, it really ends up putting a lot of pressure on the team to have Brandon Coleman ready to go at left tackle, because ultimately I think if that's the case, you're going to have Cornelius Lucas probably start at right tackle and then have Brandon Coleman at left. And, you know, it's a lot of pressure on a rookie third rounder.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Wiley thing is starting to linger long enough that we'd love a real explanation. I don't know that it's coming. If we get to the Meadowlands next Saturday and it is, say you get Coleman, Allegretti, Biadasz, Cosmi, Lucas, you're cool, but what if that right side is Trent Scott and Dieter or something? You know what I mean? Like, is there we know that the Jets get after the quarterback. We also know that Cliff could probably design this thing so that there's not a lot of opportunity for Jaden to get hit, but is there a cutoff point where you're like, all right, man, I don't think he should be out there?
I really don't think so. I think that, you know, you have veteran guys both there with Dieter and Trent Scott, who have been NFL players. They know that they're not kind of rookies being thrown out on an island there. And I do think, especially for that first game, you can design it easily enough to have 2 quick handoffs and a quick pass and get him out of there. At least just have him get under center, look at a different defense, you know, get a feel for you know, what 1 o'clock on a Sunday will feel like later in the year. I certainly am concerned about the depth of the O-line as a whole, but I really don't think unless there's a major injury, unless Coleman or Cornelius Lucas also can't go for that game on Saturday, there's no reason not to play him.
Yeah. Have you all heard anything, I haven't, about veteran days off and things of that nature? Because we know we heard it every day with Ron. So if that could be something that they're doing and not voicing it.
Sure.
It's certainly possible, but the Andrew Wiley thing's been going on since last Friday. I mean, we're over a week now of practices where we've been waiting for him to get back out there in the 11s. Sam Cosmi's have been a veteran day off, possibly. Saturday was a walkthrough Sunday was a practice day. Today, Monday, is an off day for them. It seems unlikely that there was a planned veteran off day in between two light days. But, you know, Ron loves his veteran days, so who knows?
Yeah, I mean, the Wiley thing, I think, is stretching a little too long to be a veteran's off day. I do think, I mean, they were pretty clear that guys like Ertz and Wagner and probably Eckler, they're really going to manage their workload just to keep, you know, the focus needs to be on Tampa and not the Jets. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fascinating to see, because when Jaden comes out, are you with me? B, I want to start with you. Like, when Jaden comes out, do you need to see any more from Terry or B-Rob or Eckler or those guys? Because I think it'll be a pretty wholesale change once Jaden's done.
I don't think you need to see it, but, you know, I think those guys getting their work is probably more important than Jaden actually going out there being put in harm's way. You know what I mean? So if they go just a little bit with Mariota, because if something were to happen to Jaden, Mariota's in there. So he should get a little work with him as well. Now, I don't think they need to see anything from the other two quarterbacks. That those, like Terry and them, don't need to work with the other two.
Yeah. It's interesting. I tend to agree with you. Go ahead, Mitch.
I was just going to say, we've lived with this competition charade for the past, you know, for the first couple of weeks of camp. I would think that Dan and Cliff would probably have Mariota out there with some other starters, at least for a little bit, and let him get a little bit of run there, because they've been giving him enough number one reps, you know, as we've been going through camp, so I would expect it.
It'll be interesting to watch that unfold. I think Mariota had a pretty rough start to camp, but I think he's shown more the last few days. I think he also, Mariota's a better quarterback once the run game kind of gets installed, because unlike Jaden, I mean, Mariota's still, whatever he is, 8-9 years into the league, is still a run-first quarterback. And Jaden, despite what I think is going to be more running than people are expecting, is such a clear pass-first pocket guy. But to me, and Mitch, you and I kind of disagree on this, I have started to see why Mariota's the right backup. Both, everybody points to the Netflix show from a couple years ago when he kind of bailed on Atlanta. We only saw one side of that. Atlanta gets the final approval of how it looks. I think if I'm Marcus Mariota, and I believe that team was still in the playoff hunt, and I think I had been given some level of, maybe not guarantee, but assurance that you're the starting quarterback no matter what happens, and then you bench me for Desmond Ridder, who is not an NFL passer, I think I'd be pretty pissed too. But that said, I think the Netflix show has given a really negative perception to Mariota, whereas now that I've talked to him, I've talked to coaches with him, I've talked to people that were in Philly last year, I think he's the perfect guy for this situation.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's a perfect backup for this situation as a backup. What I've seen from Marcus Mariota hasn't given me any indication that if there's a need for a long-term backup, that he's the best option out there. Now, none of the other quarterbacks in camp outside of the Jaden Daniels group have shown me that they necessarily deserve to be a long-term starter either. I think, like a lot of other positions, they lack depth at quarterback as well. But I do think Mariota's a great player and person to be in that role, in how they can help Jaden get accustomed to the NFL and work through, you know, first-year issues and seeing defenses make adjustments to him for the first time and all the different things that kind of he'll see through his first NFL season.
Yeah, Marcus, I mean, I just hope we don't have to see a backup, to be honest with you. But the ultimate thing is, if Jaden starts handling this business, after a year or so, then you can start not necessarily worrying about that quarterback. Because his personality, to me, is one that you don't need to have the veteran guy around all the time, because he's not that guy who's the mean guy.
Needs talking to.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he was kind of got asked about this yesterday. Clearly, Jaden and Hartman seem to be like buddies. I think if cuts were today, I think Hartman's a practice squad guy, and you keep Driscoll. Driscoll could has played in the NFL. The results haven't been great, but I don't know that Hartman is ready for that. When you play 5 years and start at Notre Dame for at least a season, if not two, and then go undrafted, like, you started at Notre Dame for a year, dude. Like, the NFL scouts have seen you. And
they know what you're about.
Right. But, I mean, he seems like a great guy.
Good-looking.
Yeah, he's a heartthrob. The ladies love him. Like, you could see over time this room, the quarterback room, develop where it's just Jaden's room and he doesn't necessarily need a veteran. I think Mariota's good in that role. And I think, perhaps more importantly for this season, if something happens, Mariota can run the same offense. He's not going to be nearly the passer Jaden is. I argue he's about half the passer Jaden is. But at least you don't have to flip things upside down on a roster that got completely flipped upside down.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. I mean, being able to run the same offense is certainly a big pro to having Marcus here. And we see it in camp. I mean, he's just so quick to tuck the ball in passing plays that it makes me wonder how he can be successful running, you know, during the course of an NFL game. But like B said, hopefully we don't have to deal with that.
Yeah, for sure. Specifically with the Jets, is there anything you're looking, any matchups you want to see? For me, I think we got a whole lot of questions about Washington's secondary. And I think Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson are going to test it pretty damn quick.
I mean, I think the same on the other side of the ball. I think this is the most important practice that Brandon Coleman's going to have to date. He's been going against the Commanders' DNs, and they certainly present one challenge, but the Jets have a heck of a pass rush. And I think across the board, it'll be good for this Commanders' O-line to start seeing some of these guys. And then also, everyone on Sauce Gardner. I want to see Terry and Jahan and maybe Luke McCaffrey a little bit, just get some reps with him and see what, you know, get used to what an elite NFL cornerback looks like. And obviously for Jaden and Mariota as well, kind of throwing against guys of that nature. I think pretty much across the board, there are a lot of places that are going to get a much better test with the Jets than they do with their counterparts on the Commanders.
I had a conversation with someone yesterday, and it was like saying that they wanted to get involved with the kickoff return thing. Who do you see being the lead guy with that?
It's interesting. I mean, I guess right now it's hard to say it's not maybe Mikey Sainer still, who gets a bunch of those first kickoff returns.
It's crazy. They work on punt all the time, and we see them work on punt all the time, mm-hmm. and it kind of seems like they're keeping kickoff to when the media is not there.
It seems because the person that talked to me, I'm not going to say it because I don't know if he wanted it to be said, but doesn't seem like I've ever seen him back there at all. But he says he's looking forward to it.
Well, yeah.
I've been curious about Chris Rodriguez. I thought Rodriguez might be a good fit there. We haven't seen him for
a single damn second. Definitely be a good fit.
Sorry, Mitch, I cut you off there, bud.
No, that's exactly where I was going with it. The kick return stuff, it feels like running backs are going to be an important piece of that return game because it's almost like a running play every time where, you know, you're trying to hit a hole. And then on kickoff, I think linebackers are going to be super important because guys who are used to kind of, you know, reading a defensive player in front of them, you know, getting rid of them and going and getting the kicker. So, you know, we talked a lot about Jamin Davis and, you know, his role at defensive end and rushing the quarterback. I think he could really make a name for himself on specials, particularly in kickoff.
The Giants and the Lions are practicing right now, joint practices. I think they're in Jersey.
They
had a fight. Like off the break. Usually the fight doesn't happen until the second day, and you wonder if maybe Washington's doing one day joint practices to try to keep the fights down. What is your percentage chance we see a fight Thursday in Jersey between Burgundy and Gold and the gangrene of the
game? I give it about a 65% chance.
65% chance for B Mitch. All right.
I was on the opposite side of things. I'm at like 25% chance. I think Dan Quinn made his point about not wanting fights in practices, and I think that he has the Commanders' attention right now, at least as far as that goes.
One thing I know about coaches, They always say that they don't want fights, but they damn sure don't want their guys to back down from
right.
them.
It's easy to say I don't want to fight until
somebody some
dude gets
stupid.
Rolled up on and one guy shoves each other. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's got a plan, and nobody's got a – the plans all change once you get punched in the mouth.
There you go.
So you're at 65%?
Yep.
If it was 2 days, if it was 2 days of practices, I'd be at 75%. One day, though, think about it. You're really only talking – 90 minutes, maybe 2 hours.
One punch.
I'll go to, you're at 35, Mitch? 25, what'd you say?
35.
I'll go to 50. It's a coin flip. We got to bounce, Tischler. Thank you, buddy.
All right, Mitch.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you, buddy.
We're gonna ask the boys percent chance for a fight over the weekend. We got to do some Olympics talk. Plus, just overall, does it feel like the hype surrounding Jaden Daniels is building up, or will it really build this weekend? Nobody go anywhere.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Speaking of College Park, where they chop cars, shout out to my dude, Lonnie Baxter. One of my all-time favorite Maryland basketball greats and just a friend of mine, just a great guy. LB is going into the Maryland Athletics Hall of Fame this year. They just announced it.
Where?
Lonnie Baxter. Frankly, I'm surprised.
Oh, Big Lonnie?
Frankly, I'm surprised he wasn't already in. Mm-hmm. But I love Lonnie. I've told you this story before. He went to a bunch of different high schools, but at one point he was playing in Montgomery County high schools, and they had a game. He was playing at Richard Montgomery, and they played against BCC, and he had a dunk. And this was an old gym where the hoops were wired up from mm-hmm. the ceiling, and they would wire them down. And he had a dunk that was so freaking vicious, I thought the roof was going to collapse on the gym. The whole basket was shaking. And it's like that 30-foot-long pole coming down. I mean, Lonnie was just an absolute beast.
Big Lonnie.
Yeah. Congrats
to him. Congrats, brother, man.
Yeah, man. Love to see that. Also, I want to be clear about something, and I think you will agree with me, Brian, but I don't want to put words in your mouth. Devin Hester shouted you out for the Hall of Fame, and it's awesome and well-deserved. Mm-hmm. Nobody is trying to move Brian to the front of a list that should include Joe Jacoby. I'd say Gary Clark. Like, there are a number of former Redskins greats that have been screwed by the Hall of Fame. I think a lot of it had to do with Dan never putting forward the resources to kind of market and celebrate his players. I want all those dudes in. Mm-hmm. But I think B, with the momentum and knowing where he is in the veterans process, is next in line here. So I imagine you want all those dudes in too, right?
Yeah, hell yeah. I've always said it, you know, but the whole thing about it is people act like when somebody says something about one person that you have to just say, no, don't give it to me till you do it to somebody else.
Totally.
You take it when you can get it. You take the momentum when you can get it, point blank.
Yeah, 100%. Now, we got to talk about this Jaden Daniels hype, but just a quick question for everybody. Apparently, we're all losing all the money we got. Stock market is like crashing right now. Is anybody seeing this? The numbers are going poorly, Landfill. And honestly, it's a moment like this. I really miss our guy, Ben White. It just made me think about somebody that reported things factually in a way you could understand them without a political bias one way or the other. And so I just, hopefully everything kind of levels out. It usually does. I'm not the right person to turn to for this. But Landfill, I thought I should let you know this. This just made it onto my social media. Two restaurant bankruptcies this morning.
Wow.
World of Beer, which I know we all like.
Uh-huh.
And Buca di Beppo.
Never heard of.
Which I don't think I've ever been to. I think it's like an Italian. But World of Beer, I like that place.
Me too.
They got good food. We were there.
Yeah.
What did we watch? Game 7 of the Stanley Cup there?
There was Game 7.
Right? Like, I mean, I've the one in Bethesda I take my kids to. Kind of weird to take your kids to World of Beer, but they got a good little brunch. So hopefully they figure that out.
World of Brunch.
World of Brunch, maybe. Jeff, are you worried about your investment portfolio?
Not at all, JP.
Just ride it out?
Yeah, why not?
Buy the dip, as they say.
It's normally a ride-it-out type thing.
Well, I was talking to one of my boys who went crazy with the whole buy-the-dip phase. He was like, just don't buy the dip right now because it's constantly dipping.
it's a skinny dip. I don't know, man. Listen to professionals on that stuff. I don't even want to joke around because people's money is their money. All right, Brian. Where do you think the Jaden Daniels hype is on a scale, on any scale you want? But like 1 to 10, 1 to 100, different colors, 1 to 10, whatever you think.
And I think the hype is only at about 7. Because I think a lot of people are hesitant because of what they've seen before. And I understand it, but I think you have to give credit to those that are here now and stop judging them through the lens of the folks that were before them.
I think...
But I like the fact that it's only at a 7.
Yo, I agree with most of that. I think it's even lower. I am, even at practice, even at Commander's practice, like the crowds, there's good crowds and a lot of people are excited, but it seems a little more subdued.
But I think it's because of him.
That Jaden's low-key.
It's because he's low-key. He doesn't try to play up to like the weird stuff. Like... Like running a full field on 7-on-7 when you know that it's not that type of drill. I think he is so low-keyed and so serious about his craft that people, they can pick that up as well.
I agree with
you,
man.
He's not here just to get people cheering, just to be cheering.
One thing I love is that they, from a coaching standpoint, from a player standpoint, from a practice standpoint, there is nothing being done to give the crowd a pop. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no, like, kind of generic, like, even the one-on-ones are done. They weren't done till we were, like, 7 days into practice. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, it is, everything is focused on football preparation for week one in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And I think from, you know, 'cause we can talk about where the hype is, right? And you say a 7, a scale of 1 to 10. I'd even go one lower, like a 6. This is the number 2 overall pick that just won a Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
And it's still, I mean, people are excited for him, but he's so laid back and just calm that I think it's impacting everyone.
Oh, yeah.
But if they open 2-0, which I think is quite possible, frankly, I think that Tampa game is going to be tougher than people think. But say they open 2-0 and Jaden looks like really good. The best way for this hype train to go nuts is if they perform really well on the field.
Yeah, but I think he would understand it at that moment.
Yeah,
and love it.
Agreed.
Yeah, because if you're going crazy because we're balling, that's what you're supposed to be doing, right?
Right. Jeffrey, you are the king of Ashburn syndrome. Where do you think the Jaden Daniels hype is these days?
Yo, so it's like, it's up there, but, you know, the fans are at a time where we're growing as a fan base when it comes to football, I would say, where we know it's coming, but we letting our excitement just wait. And once Jaden starts to prove what we think he is going to be, and if he does prove what we think he's going to be, it's Ashburn, you think it's running bad now? The cup will overflow once he shows us. But I promise you.
I'm cool with that if it shows up because he's a baller, right? Like, that's when you're supposed to be fired up.
But to be honest, JP, the fans want to be fired up right now. Like, the people want to put their Jaden Daniels jerseys on right now and go parade around FedEx. That the fan base is there. We're just waiting for it to happen now.
Landini, where are you at on the hype train?
I'm excited. I think it's building, though. I think people are getting kind of more excited as time goes by. I think with the getting ready to actually see him play, I think if he does, you know, if he does anything good on Saturday, I think it could be could get a little ridiculous.
The Dolphins game, if he plays, let's say Saturday, I'm guessing will be pretty quick. And to your point, Brian, like designed to keep it out of his hands fast.
Sweet.
I think the Dolphins game, you gotta at some point you gotta let this kid play football, and not everything can be treated like a glass vase, right? Like, you gotta let him mm-hmm. go, and if they make some plays, like if he gets loose or he gets downfield, I mean, this dude, if you watch LSU, is a playmaker.
Oh, he's that 100%.
I think there is like this.
But you can understand the hesitance.
Totally. You think the hesitance is more RG3 driven or Dwayne driven or life as a Skins fan?
I think it's like it's all of it together.
Yeah. I think the Robert stuff was so personality driven. I think the Dwayne thing was just kind of broken before it ever started. Mm-hmm. You almost kind of can't talk about Dwayne because everything that has happened since is so sad.
Yep.
But the Robert stuff was so wildly different. I mean, Robert, by this point, the hype was a 15.
Yeah.
And like the same, like if you measure what the hype was of Robert's rookie year, with him August right now. 5th. Right. It's
without the right platform, he still got it like that.
I don't want to get too far down this road, because I know there's a lot of talk about what is wrong with our country and perhaps how we can fix things. But what the actual hell is going on in 3-on-3 basketball? Nobody go anywhere. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Lanville texted me something over the weekend that I found particularly alarming. I applaud what LeBron James has done, and maybe I'll even give Coach K some credit. But as USA basketball in the Olympics was kind of falling apart, they asked some guys to really commit, and they did, and USA basketball has been kicking ass again, right?
Yeah.
Now, the women have never fallen off. The U.S. women's basketball team just dominates, beats the hell out of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the U.S. women's basketball team is currently riding a 57-game unbeaten streak.
Yeah.
So, in men's basketball, where they are heavily favored to win the gold again, in women's basketball, where they've won 57 straight, there's no denial of the United States of America's dominance.
No.
And frankly, there shouldn't be. We invented the game. We play it the best here. Now, I'd say in men's basketball, there are elite talents coming from Europe, coming from all over the world now. But still, the majority of the talent is here. It's homegrown in the States. And Canada's got some players, too. I'm not trying to knock anybody, but the best players are here. So someone tell me how in the hell the U.S. is so awful at 3-on-3 basketball.
Listen closely.
They lost 21-6 to the Netherlands.
Yeah, Brian. Because we don't have the pros playing that per se or have teams that do it. We have a group that goes out and get their team and they play against regular people all over and then they get pushed to it. If we took some of the guys from the NBA and let them play the 3-on-3 or if they were to, you know, I think it'll be a we'll kill it. But Jimmer Fredette and who else was with his team?
Yo, these dudes. So I just found this article on ESPN. The U.S. men's 3-on-3 team that lost all their games and got thrown and got booted in.
They were 2-5.
I thought they were 0 and whatever. Okay, maybe they won twice. They compete year-round on the professional 3-on-3 world tour. Canyon Berry, Jimmer Fredette, Dylan Travis, and Bryce Willis.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. How many of them have you heard before you read that article? Jimmer Fredette.
Bruce Willis, I know.
No.
This guy's name is Bryce Willis.
But
I believe Canyon Berry is like Rick Berry's great-grandson. Okay, but still,
how many people have you heard on that team right there before you read that article?
But yo, apparently Jimmer Fredette is considered the best 3-on-3 player in the world.
Yeah,
but he got hurt.
That's because he's just shooting threes.
I'm not arguing with what you're saying. I'm just not saying, like, what you're saying is factual. I just think it's dumb. Get better players to play.
Well, you can go to the big three and get people from there.
Yeah.
You can do that, but we can't force the NBA players to play the regular thing and also.
But are you confident there aren't some guys that would want to?
Maybe not. They're not doing it. They haven't been doing it. So I would say yes, I'm confident. You know why? Because they have never done it.
I don't know if there's not like, oh, well, we think we have to take from this 3-on-3 league to like promote the 3-on-3 league. I would rather you roll out there with three dudes that just missed the NBA All-Star game and see how it goes, or four because you need a sub. And Jeff, I think you agree with me here. Getting smoked to the Netherlands in 3-on-3 is not the answer.
Not at all. And honestly, I think anything basketball, the USA, I don't care how this sounds, but it's for the country. We should not be losing, and we should place gold in every basketball event.
I agree with you. We should.
And it's dudes.
But if we don't have the people playing it, then kind of hard to win.
It is kind of wild.
Because like, you remember, we started having pros play basketball because the other teams were playing grown-ass men against our college kids.
Right.
Am I right?
So we're playing grown-ass men. Jimmer Fredette's got to be 30.
We could get people from the G League.
But I guarantee you, those other countries, their 3-on-3 guys are together all the time.
I mean, apparently Mongolia is good at 3-on-3.
Because that's probably all they do all year.
I probably could get three people from LA Fitness to beat our 3-on-3 basketball team right now.
I'm just saying, the four that are on our 3-on-3 team are not super good. That's what I'm saying.
Is Donovan Mitchell on the U.S. roster?
No.
Right? I don't think
he was hurt at the end of the year, wasn't he?
I'm just saying, we could come up with some dudes here. Like, send me the three dudes from the Knicks. Hartenstein, Brunson, and Josh Hart. And just let them out there. Like, I would rather... you know who I'd rather see 3-on-3 in the Olympics? And I'm being sincere. Give me Gilbert, Karan, and Antoine Jameson. And let's ride. See what we got.
Hibachi?
I'm with that.
Yo.
I would be with that.
Gil is crazy. You don't think he would go and play 3-on-3 just for the fun of it? He wipes his, he literally posts pictures on Instagram wiping himself with $100 bills. He doesn't need the cash. All right, what's the next Olympics? L.A.? 2028, I want Gil, Karan, and Jameson. They're bringing home the gold. Nobody go anywhere.
You're crazy.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7, the fan. Lanville texted me something over the weekend that I found particularly alarming. I applaud what LeBron James has done, and maybe I'll even give Coach K some credit. But as USA basketball in the Olympics was kind of falling apart, they asked some guys to really commit, and they did, and USA basketball has been kicking ass again, right?
Yeah.
Now, the women have never fallen off. The U.S. women's basketball team just dominates, beats the hell out of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the U.S. women's basketball team is currently riding a 57-game unbeaten streak.
Yeah.
So, in men's basketball, where they are heavily favored to win the gold again, in women's basketball, where they've won 57 straight, there's no denial of the United States of America's dominance.
No.
And frankly, there shouldn't be. We invented the game. We play it the best here. Now, I'd say in men's basketball, there are elite talents coming from Europe, coming from all over the world now, but still, the majority of the talent is here, is homegrown in the States. And Canada's got some players, too. I'm not trying to knock anybody, but the best players are here. So someone tell me how in the hell the U.S. is so awful at 3-on-3 basketball.
Listen closely.
They lost 21-6 to the Netherlands.
Yeah, Brian. Because we don't have the pros playing that per se or have teams that do it. We have a group that goes out and get their team and they play against regular people are all over, and then they get pushed to it. If we took some of the guys from the NBA and let them play the 3-on-3, or if they were to, you know, I think it'll be a we'll kill it. But Jimmer Fredette and who else was with his team?
Yo, these dudes. So I just found this article on ESPN. The U.S. men's 3-on-3 team that lost all their games and got thrown and got booted in.
They were 2-5.
I thought they were 0-whatever. Okay, maybe they won twice. They compete year-round on the professional 3-on-3 world tour. Canyon Berry, Jimmer Fredette, Dylan Travis, and Bryce Willis.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. How many of them have you heard before you read that article? Jimmer Fredette.
Bruce Willis, I know.
No.
This guy's name is Bryce Willis.
But
I believe Canyon Berry is like Rick Berry's great-grandson. Okay, but
still, how many people have you heard on that team right there before you heard, before you read that article?
But, yo, apparently Jimmer Fredette is considered the best 3-on-3 player in the world.
Yeah,
but he got hurt.
That's because he's just shooting threes.
I'm not arguing with what you're saying. I'm just not saying, like, what you're saying is factual. I just think it's dumb. Get better players to play.
Well, you can go to the big three and get people from there.
Yeah.
You can do that, but we can't force the NBA players to play the regular thing and also.
But are you confident there aren't some guys that would want to?
Maybe not. They're not doing it. They haven't been doing it. So I would say yes, I'm confident. You know why? Because they have never done it.
I don't know if there's not like, oh, well, we think we have to take from this 3-on-3 league to like promote the 3-on-3 league. I would rather you roll out there with three dudes that just missed the NBA All-Star game and see how it goes, or four because you need a sub. Jeff, I think you agree with me here. Getting smoked to the Netherlands in 3-on-3 is not the answer.
Not at all. And honestly, I think anything basketball, the USA, I don't care how this sounds, but it's for the country. We should not be losing, and we should place gold in every basketball event.
I agree with you. We should.
And it's dudes.
But if we don't have the people playing it, then kind of hard to win.
It is kind of wild.
Because, like, you remember, we started having pros play basketball because the other teams were playing grown-ass men against our college kids.
Right.
Am I right?
So we're playing grown-ass men. Jimmer Fredette's got to be 30.
We could get people from the G League.
But I guarantee you, those other countries, their 3-on-3 guys are together all the time.
I mean, apparently, Mongolia is good at 3-on-3.
Because that's probably all they do all year.
I probably could get three people from LA Fitness to beat out 3-on-3 basketball team right now.
I'm just saying, the four that are on our 3-on-3 team are not super good. That's what I'm saying.
Is Donovan Mitchell on the U.S. roster?
No.
Right? I don't think
he was hurt at the end of the year, wasn't he?
I'm just saying, we could come up with some dudes here. Like, send me the three dudes from the Knicks. Hartenstein, Brunson, and Josh Hart. And just let them out there. Like, I would rather... you know who I'd rather see 3-on-3 in the Olympics? And I'm being sincere. Give me Gilbert, Karan, and Antoine Jameson. And let's ride. See what we got.
Hibachi?
I'm with that.
Yo.
I would be with that.
Gil
JP.
Is crazy. You don't think he would go and play 3-on-3 just for the fun of it? He wipes his... he literally posts pictures on Instagram wiping himself with $100 bills. He doesn't need the cash. All right. What's the next Olympics? L.A.? 2028. I want Gil, Karan, and Jameson. They're bringing home the gold. Nobody go anywhere.
You're crazy.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.